Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Polsat Group Results for Q1 2013 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 15th of May, 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker for today, Dominik Lebicki. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Welcome everyone to the conference call concerning results of Cyfrowy Polsat Capital Group for Q1 2013. Let me start with the most important event of this quarter. Management board recommended to the general meeting to distribute the profit of 2012 in the amount of 530 million to the reserve capital. The decision was based on one of the strategic objectives of the company, which is lowering the company's indebtedness arising due to the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat by the company in the shortest possible time. Our goal is to maintain the net debt to EBITDA level under two times, so the potential deterioration of the market would not affect this indicator. For example, depreciation of the Polish zloty. Additionally, our largest tranches of debt payment are due in 2014 and 2015. If we make the prepayments, we can substantially lower the future tranches and debt service costs. This will increase the probability of dividend payment for 2013 and announcement of medium-term dividend policy. On top of that, the lower net debt to EBITDA ratio may also be beneficial to the potential refinancing, which, if possible, we would like to do mid-next year, because our goal is to upgrade our ratings. Operationally, we have one big event which is in line with our new products, which should contribute to the increase of ARPU. We created Polsat Boxing Nights Galas, and one of the biggest event was the second one, and the biggest one, Golota-Saleta fight, which was sold in 120,000 pay-per-view events on Ipla and in DTH operation. Telewizja Polsat signed two strategic agreements, both based on the ordering the group structure. First, acquisition of 100% shares of Polskie Media, the broadcaster of TV4 and TV6, for amount of 99 million. Another agreement, selling RSTV to Emitel for the amount of 45.5 million. This is the company which was providing the service of the analog distribution signal of Telewizja Polsat. Both agreements are conditional. On page number five, you can see the summary of our operational results. Number of pay TV subscribers at the end of Q1 2013 versus Q1 2012 was at the very stable, very same level, 3.55 million. In Q1, family package ARPU increased year-on-year basis by 6.2% to 48.2 zloty, and the mini package ARPU amounted to 13.2 zloty. Churn rate was at the level of 8.7%. Number of internet user almost doubled versus last year to 173,000. Ipla, the company we the service online video run by Redefine, the company we acquired last year, was the leader in March in terms of the real users of the internet application and the website. 3.2 million unique users used this service in that month. It's worth to underline that it does not include the all those who use mobile devices, smart TV, pay TV set-top boxes, and game consoles, because there is no methodology yet which is approved by the market. but our estimation is that we had about 1.5 incremental unique users in these technologies. Audience share of Televizja Polsat channels was at the level of 20.2%, and our market share in advertising was at the level of 23.6%. On slide number 7, we discussed our subscriber base. As you can see, it's a very stable. It's 3.55 million at the end of Q1 2013. It's worth to mention that 70% of our customers use HD set-top boxes, 14% of our customers have multi-room services, and as of today, we sold already we dispatched devices for TV Mobilna, which you can see in the mini package graph at the right bottom of the slide number 7. Slight decrease in the family package segment is caused by migration of customers having two set-top boxes to multi-room service, which is usually connected with the upgrade and new loyalty period. So we don't see any negative effect of that move, and we have potentially 200,000 clients who have two set-top boxes on separate contracts. However, we believe that majority of them will not migrate to multi-room because it's usually a second set-top box which is exploited by another member of the family in a different location. On slide number 8, we present the factors for further growth in value from our retail business segment. Of course, the most important remains the same, internet service users, over 170,000. Mobile telephony, it's more a product more dedicated to increase loyalty and maintain the churn rate, 140,000, multi-room services almost 500,000, and the set-top box structure is 73% versus 27% in the favor of HD. To remind you, the HD box is more or less 2 zloty higher subscription for the same product. Low churn rate, you can see it on the graph on the page number 9. It remains at the very, very low level, 8.7%, thanks to high customer satisfaction of our clients, high satisfaction of our customers, of our clients, effective subscriber retention programs, which helped us achieve more than we believe is a natural churn for the company like ours. We believe that it is between 10 and 11%. Slide number 10, family growth of ARPU. Family package ARPU increased by 62% to over 48 zloty, thanks to migration of subscribers to higher programming packages, additional services, including multi-room and pay-per-view. Mini package ARPU slightly decreased by 20 groszy to 13.2, and it's an impact of longer free of charge periods for new customers of TV Mobilna service versus DTH. The nominal subscription is at exactly the same level, 14.9 zloty. However, in DTH, we give at the moment 1 month for free versus 6 months in TV Mobilna. This is a market which is booming. We are in the process of switch off, which should be over at the end of July this year. Slide number 11, audience share of Televizja Polsat and 19 channels run by our TV station. It's in line with our strategy. to remind you what is our strategy. Audience share should reflect our judgment of the size of the advertising market, and the cost should be in line with most effective EBITDA margin. At this very example, it is 33%. We are very happy because it was not easy to achieve such a margin in a very weak market. Audience share of the main channel are still the best in the Polish market, in group 14.6, giving us the position number one. Together with the channels we recently acquired, TV4 and TV6, we also became number one in the thematic channel segment with 9% audience share, and it gave Polsat Group leading position with 23.6% of the audience share in the market. Our advertising revenues were very stable in Q1 2013 compared to Q1 11, while in the same period, television advertising market decreased by 11%. Stable advertising revenues in Q3 should be, as you can see on slide number 12, compared to Q1 11, because for us, the comparable quarter of 2012 was exceptional. The market dropped by 3.6%, while we went up by 10.4%. I don't want to discuss how it happened. However, I would like to draw your attention that on declining market, Polsat revenues from advertising are very stable, and we believe that the best benchmark to judge our performance on this market is that we believe that about 100 million Polish zloty disappeared from the market in the given period. And now I'd like to give the floor to Tomek Szelon, who will discuss financial results.
Thank you, Dominik. As usually, the first four slides present introduction and summary of our financial results for the first quarter 2013. I will present the result of the capital group, the whole capital group, the results of the retail segment, as well as the results of the broadcasting and television production segment. Slide number 14, financial results of the whole Polsat group. Our revenue was 699 million, up by 4%, and this increase was mainly connected with organic growth of the retail business segment. Our costs without amortization increased by 10% to the level of 454 million. However, in order to compare apples with apples, we need to exclude the strategic project of TV Mobilna. And by doing that, the cost growth rate was only 4%. EBITDA was 245 million and EBITDA margin more than 35%, and these indicators were achieved on the high levels despite the weak advertising market. Net profit was 95 million and it was impacted by negative effect of the revaluation of senior notes and was partially offset by lower debt service costs connected with the prepayment of the debt we did in August 2012. Slide number 15, revenue and EBITDA reconciliation. I will start with revenue on the left-hand side graph. Close to 50 million zlotys were positively participated by retail business segment. Broadcasting and television production participated minus 17 million. As a result, 68% of the total revenues were billed by retail business segment and 32% by broadcasting and television production segment. The same analysis can be done on the right-hand side graph in terms of the EBITDA, and you can see that 67% of the profitability on the EBITDA level was built by retail business segment and 33% by production and television broadcasting and television production segment. Slide number 16, results of the retail business segment. Our revenue was 484 million, up by 11%, and once again we recorded historical high revenues from retail subscribers thanks to the increasing ARPU and higher revenue from telecommunication services connected with our mobile internet business segment growth. Costs were up by 19% to the level of 319 million. And again, here, in order to compare apples with apples, we excluded the project of TV Mobilna, and cost without this project grew by only 9%. What is important here, a large part of the cost of TV Mobilna project relates to the sale of prepaid DVB-T equipment, and this action, this initiative will be continued in such significant scale only until the end of the July 2013, when there is a switch off of analog signal. EBITDA of this segment was 165 million and EBITDA margin more than 34%. In terms of the net profit, 30 million. Here we have not only negative effect of the revaluation of the bonds and positive effect of the lower cost service, debt service cost, because here there is also a negative effect on it connected with the dividend from Telewizja Polsat, which was postponed and happened in April 2013, and last year it happened in March 2012. So this is only the technical reason. Slide number 17, results of the broadcasting and television production segment. Revenue was 245 million, down by 7%, connected with the lower revenues from advertising and sponsorship. Costs without amortization, 164, down by 3%, thanks to the lower TV production costs and decline in the cost of collective copyright management organizations. EBITDA was 81 million and EBITDA margin close to 33%. And net profit 61 million, also impacted by negative effect of the foreign exchange differences, accounting foreign exchange differences. Slide number 18, revenue structure. Our revenue increased by 4%, mainly due to the higher retail revenue, which increased by 6%. What is important here, retail revenue continued to grow, mainly due to the growing DTH ARPU, as I mentioned before, and our mobile broadband services. Unfavorable situation on the Polish advertising market resulted in a decrease of our advertising and sponsorship revenue. Revenue from cable and satellite operator fees increased by 2 million, mainly as a result of our Vectra agreement we concluded last year. Higher revenue from sale of the equipment is mainly due to the sale of equipment for TV Mobilna in DVB-T technology. And last but not least, increase in other revenues results mainly from higher revenue from transmission services. On the right-hand side graph, you can see the revenue breakdown, and 65% of the revenues were billed by retail subscribers. Slide number 19, cost structure. Foreign exchange fluctuations had a neutral impact, only minus 0.8 million. Our costs increased mainly due to the higher cost of equipment sold. And here we have the increase connected with the TV Mobilna project and sales of DVB-T equipment for Telewizja Mobilna, for TV Mobilna. However, we have also here sales of laptops and tablets, and this is only the accounting impact, because we implemented promotional offers for our subscribers with tablets and laptops, and costs of the equipment go directly to the P&L when the agreement loyal period with the subscribers are signed. And of course, we receive monthly subscription fees from these subscribers for the next 29-25 months. Thanks to that, as the whole period, this promotional offer has positive impact on our results and profit, but in the short term, you see only cost of equipment sold. Stable level of programming costs, 99, only 1 million less in comparison to the previous period. Lower cost of internal and external production and amortization of sport rights are due to lower amortization of sport rights. We had no contract for UEFA Champions League and European League. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs increased due to the number of customer retention programs we undertake. You will see the positive impact of these actions in the future, because thanks to that we retained our subscribers and signed with them new loyal agreements. And this group of costs also increased due to the distribution of equipment for TV Mobilna. Increase of depreciation, amortization and impairment is mainly due to more equipment leased by our clients. In terms of salaries and employee-related costs, they increased due to the consolidation of entities running IPLA platform, which were not visible in the first quarter of 2012 because we started consolidation of these entities beginning from the 2nd of April 2012. The main reason for the increase of broadcasting and transmission costs were transmission cost of DVB-T signal and increase of technical reach of digital terrestrial transmission. Increase of amortization of purchased film licenses results from higher cost of films broadcasted on the main Polsat channel during the first quarter of 2013. Cost of settlements with mobile network operators and interconnection charges increased due to the mobile internet base increase and higher usage, partially offset by lower rates we pay to Mobiland. And last but not least, other costs were on the stable, comparable level on the quarterly basis, 44 versus 43 million. On the right-hand side, you can see very diversified cost structure of Polsat Group. Actually, no cost item exceeds 20%. Slide number 20, cash flow. We started the year and quarter with 270 million. During the first quarter of 2013, we generated 155 million from operations and in comparison to the first quarter of 2012, it was close to 70 million lower. However, in order to analyze this issue and trends, you need to analyze together the fourth quarter of 2011, first quarter of 2012, and first quarter of 2013. Because we had relatively lower cash flow from operations in the fourth quarter of 2011, and at the same time, relatively higher cash flows from operations in the first quarter of 2012. And it was connected with the fact that we accumulated money for the potential IPLA acquisition that happened in 2012, and we didn't want to implement and to use excess cash flow mechanism we have built in our credit facilities. That's why the ordinary sound level of our cash flows from operations is visible only in the first quarter of 2013, and we do not compare apples with apples here. Repayment of loans and borrowings were close to 50 million, repayment of interest close to 17 million, and CapEx 35 million. As a result, we closed the quarter with cash in hand of 324 million. Slide number 21, we put items below EBITDA, just to show you the differences between cash flows and accounting treatment of different positions, particularly in connection with the debt we have. So after EBITDA depreciation of 60 million, then we've got negative foreign exchange differences, net interest cost calculated to the P&L of 46.5 million, gross profit was 109 million, taxes accounted 14 million, and net profit 95 million. Slide number 22, financial indebtedness. Total group's indebtedness was at the end of the first quarter 2,295 million, as a result of the 324 million of cash and cash equivalents. Net debt was close to 2 billion, 12 months EBITDA 1,020 million, and net debt to EBITDA 1.93. When you compare this level to the covenant we have built in our credit facilities, this is a very safe level, and the buffer exceeds 40%. When we take into consideration other covenants, I mean debt service cover and interest cover, these buffers are even higher. On the right-hand side graph, you have currency structure of debt, and of course, while we are repaying the Polish loan, bank loan, and euro bonds are bullet payments, the share of euro debt increases through the quarters, and at the end of the first quarter, it was 64% of the euro debt and 36% of the zloty debt. Thank you.
Thank you, Tomek. And now we are ready to take the question, because that's all we prepare. Operator?
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. That's star one to ask a question. Your first question comes from Leszek Iwasko. Please ask your question.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. So two questions from me. Unfortunately, I couldn't participate in the analyst meeting, so I joined the call. If you could give some color on Q2 advertising market. Last year, Q2 of last year constitutes a low base, so I'm curious if Q2 of this year could be be, for instance, flat year on year. Is it achievable, do you think? So that's the first question. And the second question is, could you please give us some color on how pay TV market is changing after NC Plus finally launched its offer in March? Is it affecting your business in any material way? How do you see that? Thank you.
Thank you. The first question was related to the advertising market in Q2. We believe that's a little bit premature, because the most important month of this quarter is June, which, to remind everyone, it was exceptional last year due to Euro 2012 and the situation in which many advertisers withhold their campaigns, and the budget spending in this month was very, very low. So our view remains unchanged. We believe that the second half of the year will be better, and overall the market should decrease between 4 to 6%. The second question was about the change in the pay TV environment after launch of NC Plus. When we consider the scale of our operation, 3.6 million clients, the situation like we have with NC Plus, with the certain problems of communication in that platform and potential some churn, cannot affect our business either way, because the scale is too big. So we believe that the market is pretty much divided, as we saw the new promotions and the approach to the market by Ence Plus, it looks like the company will target upper segment of the Polish audience, while we remained a product which gives the services based on the claim value for money. I don't see today the revolutionary change after the merge of N and Canal Plus. To remind you about the size of our operation and the remaining market is that we are 30% bigger, so we have to stay focused on loyalty of our clients. We have to have better churn, lower. That's what I mean. Otherwise, our subscriber base could be jeopardized by mathematics, not by competition. I think that's pretty much everything I wanted to say, so if it's enough, thank you.
It's okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Naveed Mukhtar. Please ask your question.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the presentation. Just a couple of questions. First, on the Polish advertising market, you mentioned that you're sticking to your previous guidance of 4-6% for the full year. I'm curious in terms of the pricing environment that you're seeing currently in the Polish market. I understand that last year there was price decreases led by the public broadcaster. I'm just wondering what kind of price environment you're seeing. And second part of the question is just in light of the weaker than expected macro numbers coming out of Poland, does your reiterance of 4-6% take into account for that?
So the situation on the market is that TVN and TVP are very aggressive. So the price decrease in first quarter of 2013 by 11%, but we appointed different strategies, so we almost sustained the prices for this year, and that's how it operates. So TVN and TVP are aggressive, and all newcomers, DTT channels, are also aggressive with pricing, but of course it doesn't give more money. So this is the situation. 4-6, we believe that it take into account our gross domestic product and macroeconomics into account.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's star followed by one to ask a question. Your next question comes from Pierre Merville. Please ask your question.
Yes, hello. Actually, most of my questions have already been answered, but I still have a quick question regarding your goals of the rating upgrade. Could you be more specific and tell us whether you are targeting a BB plus rating or an investment grade rating, please? Thank you.
We will very strongly focus on the financial side of our operation in order, if possible, if the rating agency would appreciate our effort to get the higher ratings, because we believe that if we are able to get the higher rating, then our the interest and the cost of our debt in the future after refinancing could be lower. We believe that we are on the right track and we have 1 year to achieve so, because if we think about the refinancing, the earliest possible window of opportunity is June 2014. And it's maybe worth to mention that Standard & Poor's already gave us positive outlook.
Okay, thank you. So you don't have any specific target in mind, but you're focusing on deleveraging, but what you can say for now.
No, we are just concentrating on deleveraging the company in implementation of our strategy, showing our strong fundamentals, and we do not set up a specific level of the rating we are aiming to.
Okay, thank you very much.
Anything better than now would definitely help us improve the cost of financing.
Your next question comes from Tomasz Krukowski. Please ask your question.
Hello, this is Tomasz Krukowski, Deutsche Bank. I have one question referring to your project TV Mobilna. If you could give the total cost which you expect this project to cost on a sustainable basis, so after you stop subsidizing set-top boxes, and also what is the number of clients which you estimate is needed to make this project breaking even?
Well, we believe that the technology is not the key to our services. We are a content company, and we bet on many horses. That's why we are coming from the satellite business, but we also invest in the distribution of our content in all technical means. TV Mobilna in DTT technology is one, IPLA is second. I do not look at these all segments as a separate, but as one complete product and natural extension of existing technology. So we account the customers achieved or which came on board in that technology to the segment Mini, because the price of the packaging in that segment is comparable to Mini package in DTH. So I don't want to disclose this figure. However, one information is public. It's the cost of the multiplex, because it was a part of our agreement which was disclosed during the acquisition of Info TV FM, and the cost of the technical transmission is 14 million and 0.2 per year. So to give you the reference point is the cost of one satellite transponder. That's pretty much what I wanted to say. What Tomek said about the high cost of the pushing the set-top boxes to the market is that we are in the unique and unrepeatable situation till the July 2013, because roughly speaking, a few million of Polish households have to buy tuner for DTT transmission, because analog signal will be switched off in the second half of this year. And we want to benefit from that movement and to push as many set-top boxes to the market in order to convert those clients later to pay TV services, because our set-top boxes, which we are pushing to the market right now, are already equipped with a conditional access system and can support our services. So the higher cost will be over at the end of July of 2013.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
As a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, it's star followed by one to ask a question. Your next question comes from Francis Huling. Please ask your question.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. I was just wondering if you have any specific debt buyback targets for this and next year to reach your ambition of a rating upgrade.
No, as I said, answering the question of the level of the rating, We did not set up the specific level of the debt target. What we want to do, and we promised it, and we said it on why we announced the TV Telewizja Polsat transaction, that we want to go below 2 times, and we want to be below 2 times on the safe level, not exposed, for example, macroeconomic conditions. So this is the only aim we set up, just to be on the safe level below 2 times.
Maybe the right word would be permanently below 2 times net debt to EBITDA.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
There are no further questions registered at this time. Please continue.
So thank you very much for attending this conference, and I hope to that you will join us during the results of the second quarter. Thank you, operator. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect.